as we call up Bob, I think in order to get into the mood, sometimes you just want to hear one of the great calls in the history of the Masters. Like, it's just one of those things, sets a tone, makes you realize, okay, it's such a great tournament. There's been so many incredible moments. And I figured, just prior to having Bob on, there's no better way to set the scene with Bob than to play a clip that is the epitome of athleticism synced into one of the great calls in sports history. Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. Have you seen anything like that?
So, for those of you in the car, you heard Vern Lundquist, which is good enough. Vern calling that was the Tiger chip. But if you saw it on TSN, you saw Al's brother just motoring down 40 yards, which was moving at about the same pace as that ball that Tiger chipped, actually, back in the day. And we head down to Augusta now, and here's our TSN golf analyst, Bob Weeks. Based on the leaderboard and based on what I was seeing earlier today, Bob, it looks like the course took it personally what Dustin Johnson did in November.
Yeah, I think so in a big way. It's a really hard golf course out there today, and the greens look like the fourth round of the U.S. Open. I mean, they are just brown, and they are bouncing, and the guys are having all sorts of trouble. And three under par is the leader right now, which is a lot less, and probably to the liking of the guys here who set up the golf course, because I think you're right. I don't think they really enjoyed what happened last year.
Yeah, I like it. I'm looking for that, Bob. Like, that's exactly what the Masters should be all about. And if it's playing like this on Thursday, I don't know what the weather forecast is calling for, but if it stays dry, I got to believe come Saturday and Sunday, it might even be more difficult.
There's a little bit of rain in the forecast. We'll see how much we get. It's kind of been changing and moving target. Looks like maybe a little bit Friday, maybe a little bit on Saturday, but not a ton. And you know what? Around here, they can kind of... I don't know if they can control Mother Nature, but they seem to have a pretty good fix on drying things out if they want it. They have big, you know, sub-air fans under the greens that can dry it as well. But it's fun to watch. I think it's good to see these guys battle. This is the way this tournament used to play a lot, and we're getting back to that right now. And it's frustrating for some of the guys. You can see it on their faces as they go through. But it's kind of fun if you're sitting on your couch watching at home.
Bobby, how come a scratch player can mid-round sometimes fix a driver or just make subtle adjustments if he's hooking the ball, fading the ball? How can Rory McIlroy be one of the best players to ever walk the face of the earth and be such a mess with one of the purest golf swings that's ever played the game? And he is out there slashing it like Brian Hayes right now.
I wonder what he'd shoot at the National today.
Rory would shoot 200 at the National today. But what the hell's wrong? Like, I just don't get it. You know what I mean? Like, he's one of the purest players of all time, and he can't figure it out.
It's like headworms, right? I think most of it's a lot of that. But you're seeing he's just kind of getting everything on going. And I think he's standing over the ball with 1,000 things going through his head. He's trying to get that out of there. He said this week that he wants to get less technical and more just about swinging and playing golf. But it's a hard adjustment for these guys to make because they're just on the green, on the range every day, hitting balls and trying to figure things out. Of course, he lost it by chasing after Bryson DeChambeau. He said he thought that was the way golf was going to be, that you were going to have to hit it a long way. So he tried to chase speed, and that hurt his swing, and now he's on the long road back. You know what it's like. Oh, it's so hard to play good, but it's so easy when you're playing good to all of a sudden start playing bad, and that's where he is.
Yeah.
Well, Bob, I was listening to you and Graham do some analysis right before the main group, or at least the big boys, started teeing off, and Graham pointed out the fact that he's not noticing some of the big players being as aggressive as they normally would this year. Is that just because they don't want to lose it on the first day and just try to find more of a safer way to play and keep themselves in contention, knowing that today is not necessarily going to be a high score?
Yeah, and I don't think you can play aggressive right now in the way this golf course is playing, not into the greens. I mean, I don't know how many times I've seen guys land balls that are, you know, 10 feet short of the pin and end up over the back. And it's I think they're just so unsure and so timid to try and do anything outrageous, as you say, to lose it on this day, that you don't want to do that. But I mean, there's a lot of guys that I thought would be in red figures that are way up in the plus side of things. And I mean, Justin Thomas is at 3 over. I had him pegged as my winner. Now, these guys may adjust and they may figure it out. But I think anyone who's trying to play aggressive out here can get bit easily and get bit regularly.
With Bob Weeks, our TSN golf analyst. So what about the Canadians, Bob? You got Mackenzie Hughes. He's on 18. He's currently at even par. You have Corey Connors in the clubhouse, one over. He started strong. Mike Weir, six over. Weir is not necessarily, you know, bringing his A game at this point. But Connors and Hughes, you know, the story was Connors tee to green is a stud. Hughes can putt. And if they can put something together, maybe they got a chance at the weekend. What do you make of their opening rounds?
I really like the way those guys played. Like, I think Corey had one bad hole. He took a chance on 13, hit it in the water, ended up with a double bogey there on bad chip as well on there. With something he's been working on is his short game a little bit, some of those soft shots around the green. He doesn't spin the ball a lot with his wedges, so he's been trying to do that. He put some new wedges in, but on that approach or the shot after the penalty on that hole, you know, we skidded it right across the green, and there's just no spin there. So I think he'd like that one back. But other than that, he played a pretty solid day, and Mac Hughes is just kind of plodding along out there. He's made a few really good putts. So did Corey, for that matter of fact. And I think both those guys, if Mac, you know, pars in here, I think both those guys will be pretty satisfied of where they are after day one.
Bobby, the course usually sets itself up kind of differently. One day they'll crush you. I think most often it's Thursday. They have a tough setup. Do they ease up a bit tomorrow, or are they just going to say, we want to destroy you guys 4 days in a row here? And the follow-up to that is, what kind of number do you think we're looking at on Sunday that wins this thing?
You know, I don't think they're going to go easy, too easy. I mean, the pins today are pretty tough. There's some that are pretty close to the edges, and I think they might give them a little leash, but I think, you know, they try to save it up for Sunday, and Sunday is a day when, you know, at least in a back nine, they'll let you make some shots. Let you make some birdies and let you make some eagles so they get some roars going. It's going to depend a little bit on what the weather forecast looks like for these guys, and I think that may be one reason why it's so hard today is because the forecast was for rain Friday and Saturday, so they might, you know, get a little easier, and they don't, as I said, you don't want that 20 under again. I talked to Mike Weir. He said 10 to 14 is likely something that could win it out here. I'm leaning more towards the 10 than the 14 after having seen what I've seen out here right now. But I'd say 12 under. You give me 12 under, and I'll take that one.
Bobby, before we get you out of here, it's tradition on a major. Hayes hasn't touched his clubs all winter. He goes right to Augusta and tees it up with that setup today. And you have to be honest, Bobby. What does he blow at that course right now today?
Oof. 148.
Bobby.
I think I'm happy it doesn't start with a 2, but then when he starts at 1, I'm like, maybe 107? Yeah, I could deal with that. 148.
Oh, my monster. Hey, Bernhard Langer found a way to be +2 today. This guy was hitting a woods into
dude,
the
he's
greens.
He's a professional. I guarantee you it would be over 200.
No, come on.
No, come on.
Don't be silly. That's silly.
Well, you know, you got to, at least at this place, you're not going to lose it off the tee because you can hit it straight. You won't run into 6 feet of rough like you do at the National. So you might not run out of balls anyway.
There
that
you
would
go.
Be a good advantage here.
That's all that matters. Yeah, I can get off the tee and then I'm clean. I'm happy with that. All right, I'm chasing 148. Mentally, I think I can do it. Enjoy yourself down there, Bob. We'll do it again soon. Thank you for this.
Take care, guys.
There's Bob Weeks, our TSN golf analyst.
Yeah, Hayes, have you been out yet?
Yeah, well, I've played a little. I've been at the range, and okay. I went out and hacked it a couple of days ago, and I was nervous yesterday, man, when we were waiting for Ford to make a call.
Oh, man.
And it sounded like golf was going to have the pin pulled. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, it's all we have going right now in terms of any activity, anything I can look forward to working from
home.
I know it's a minor, it's just an inconvenience. It's clearly not an essential service, but I enjoy doing it, and as far as I know, COVID has not been an issue on any course anywhere in Ontario, so I think they made the right call. But
I absolutely did. I was with you, Hayes. I just finished 9 holes when that false report came out, and I went sideways. I double bogeyed my next 3 holes. I was 39 in the front, and I double bogeyed.
Are you sure that announcement had anything to do with it?
I was so rattled, though.
Yeah, okay.
So rattled. Yes.
That's a hacker's excuse, man. It was some guy's report.
Frazzled.
I started
frazzled.
Slashing it. Yeah.
And all my golfing buddies texting me. AK's calling me. It's like, what's going on? Have you heard this? Have you heard that? I'm like, leave me alone. I'm trying to golf.
Well, as if you've got insight into what Doug Ford is about to announce. But, yeah.
Thankfully, we can still be outside.
We can still play.
We need that.
Yep, we can still play. It's all good. And the course looks incredible. It's playing tough. And we'll see what happens. But a lot of the big boys like DJ, DeChambeau, Thomas, McIlroy, you know, they're really struggling, man. And we'll see if – I would assume at least one of them gets it back together. And I think even though you did put up a bit of a wonky score, like if you're Dustin Johnson, the leader's in the clubhouse at 3-under and you're 2-over, yeah, you're fine. You don't
exactly
care. Like tomorrow you shoot a 67, you're probably right there. And if anyone can do it, it's going to be him.